meant to make mention, pray for Matthew. He's been sick today. God help him. Amen. Thank God, rise and shine. And I was reading the scripture. I know that's a song he's learning in Isaiah 60. If you look at verse 1 of Isaiah 60, I ain't preaching from it, but I'm going to read it anyhow. Isaiah 60, and it said this. When I read it, I was thinking about that song. He said, arise, shine. That's what it says. For the light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Amen. Thank God. I want you to look in the book of Isaiah 14. If you got a Bible, look with me there. Just a thought on my mind tonight. And God will help me say something that will glorify God. And might be a little loud on me up here. If you just want to turn it down a tad, I'd appreciate it. I don't want to be too loud on my own ears here. The Bible said in the book of Isaiah 14, verse 12, O how art thou fallen from heaven, O Lucifer, son of morning? How art thou cut down to the ground, which didst weaken the nations? For thou hast said in thine heart, I will ascend into heaven. I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will sit upon the mount of the congregation in the sides of the north. I will ascend above the heights of the clouds. And this is what he said. I'll be like of the Most High. That's what he said. I won't preach tonight on this thought, if you will. Hear me tonight. What he was doing here, he was challenging the authority of God. And that's what sin does. It challenges the authority of God. When you think about sin, and my friend tonight, it challenges the authority of God. And when I say that tonight, this simply means everything we do that wouldn't be like God, we are. See, Satan said, Lucifer said that I'll be like God. I'll make my throne in the heaven. And that's a challenge in the authority of God. Now, God's got authority in the earth now, and that's the way God set the thing up. And when we sin, we are challenging the authority of God. Really, sin is an unbelief thing. It's challenging God that you don't believe what he said he'd do. And when we sin, that's exactly what we're doing. We're challenging the authority of what he said. Amen. God said he made him perfect. You'll read the text tonight and go to Ezekiel 28. It said that he was made perfect. It means that, thank God, there wasn't no sin found in him till he rebelled against God. And I'll tell you what took him away was his beauty. It was a self-centeredness. If you look at that, he was carried away with this beauty and how God had made him. And we find here in the scripture tonight, thank God, that when he rebelled against the authority of God, he challenged God. He was challenging the authority of God. Amen. And basically, he was saying, I'm going to be like God. Ain't nobody going to stop me from that. But God did, because he cast him out of heaven. And he became an enemy of God. And he became an enemy of humanity. Amen. And therefore, he did weaken the nations. And we find in the text there here tonight, thank God, friend, that this same sin that was committed in heaven is the same sin that mankind commits today, that we challenge the authority of God. If we don't believe, see, sin, we would never believe. As a believer, I'm just saying, we would never sin if we believed, amen, that we are disobeying God and there is a punishment for it. And listen, tonight, the ultimate punishment of mankind is if a man don't make a move to God in repentance, then the punishment of God will be in hell. See, people don't believe that no more. They don't really believe there's a literal hell. They don't really believe God's going to judge sin. God's already judged sin on Calvary. He judged his own son for sin. But tonight, they'll judge the authority of God. And when, listen, friend, this is a true fact tonight. We're living in a day and dispensation of time when nobody believes God much anymore. They don't believe God is going to judge them tonight. Amen. But he will judge them. God's going to be the final judge. I'm not your judge tonight. I'm not a judge. I don't try to judge anybody. If I do, I'll get judged for it. But I will say this. God is the judge tonight. And he's the authority. He's the sovereign final authority of all things. What he says goes. There ain't no vote in it. It ain't discussion. It's just what he says goes. And that's the way God is. He's the authority. You see, the problem with the day and time we're living in, it's the same thing. It goes back into the very beginning. It deals with authority. Amen. You see, Eve would have never sinned. Amen. If she had believed God. Amen. She knew God. Adam had, thank God, told her not to even touch the tree. But she knew that tree was forbidden. Amen. And she let her senses, she let the eyes and the flesh and the pride of life, thank God, get her mind on them things. And I want to say this tonight. It's just as easy today to take forbidden fruit as it was in the day she took it and gave to her husband and he did eat. Amen. You know why children disobey their parents? Because they challenge the authorities over them. That's right. You know why I was a disobedient child. But I'm telling you, the punishment come with disobedience. Until they see there's accountability, they'll never come to God. They might make a profession, but they will never come to God until they see there's an accountability before God and before them. That's why we use the rod. Amen. I'm not outdated with the Bible, and the Bible ain't outdated. Amen. Thank God. Amen. The Bible said the rod shall drive it far from them. Hey, some children don't need it as much as others, but there'll never be a child that don't need it sometime. Amen. Let's listen. They challenge the authority of God. You can tell that little child, do not touch that. And they'll look at you and do against what you said. They're challenging the authority God put over them. You know why there's so much rebellion in the schools? You know why there's so much rebellion in the homes? You know why mamas and daddies are pulling their hair out? It's because they don't make their children accountable for what they do. Amen. And this ain't an old message. This is a new message with an old truth. Amen. And I'm telling you this tonight. Children today, you know why they can't find public school teachers? Amen. Listen, friend, it ain't just about the money. It's about the control. Amen. They can't have control no more. The government don't want them to have control. They're raising a generation knows nothing about authority. Amen. That's right. Just like at the workplace. Whoever you work for, you're under their authority. Amen. Listen, I read on Absalom today. Absalom, you remember Absalom? He was David's son. He killed Ammon. And listen, friend, he ran from David. 2 years later, I think it was. Amen. Listen, Joab got him to come back. And David, thank God, finally let Absalom come to his house. And listen, David, thank God, took him back in. Kissed him, amen, and reconciled with him. But Absalom had hate. Absalom had pride. Absalom had, my friend, I'm telling you, you can say what you want to tonight. Amen. What my hairstyle has nothing to do with my spirituality. But long hair on a man's a mark of rebellion. It always has been. Absalom, my friend, had a long hair. It's a mark of rebellion. I'm telling you that. Whether you agree with it or not, he said it's a nature teaches you that it's a shame. And it is. And that's right. Amen to God. And I'm not trying to preach, amen, my standards to you. Amen. I wish my hair was a little longer, but it ain't. Amen. I'm bald on top. But I'm telling you this. Absalom looked at himself. There was no blemish in him. And he thought he was the best looking thing there lived. And I'm going to tell you, listen tonight. When you center everything around you in your way and want it the way you want it, you're just in the same boat with him. I'm telling you tonight, he thought a lot of himself. And there's a lot of people got so much pride, they think more of themselves than anybody else. It shows me you never have been under conviction. If you ever been under conviction, you'll never put yourself above anybody. If you ever been under conviction, amen, you'll see how sorry and worldly and sinful you are and how much you need God. And you won't walk around judging other people. You'll be like Isaiah and say, woe is me, a man of unclean lips. I'm telling you not, Absalom challenged the very authority of David. And that's why the Bible said that he stole the people's hearts. Amen. Listen, he done behind David's back stole the people's hearts. Amen. That's right. Listen to me. Now, I don't want to tell you this, and I know this is going to be a little rough, but it'll be all right. It'll help you, thank God. When you go behind authority's back, I don't care who your authority is, and you go behind the authority's back, and say, I can do it better, I can make it better for you, and you won't listen to the authority, friend, you're in for destruction. You're in for hard times. Amen. Listen to me. It don't matter whether you agree with them or not. It don't matter. It's who the authority is. God put authority in this world. I know Peter got down there, thank God, when it comes to the gospel, that we ought to obey God rather than men. As somebody saying, you can't tell about Christ. We're not talking about that. We're talking about, thank God, them that's in the authority. Amen. In our land and in our, thank God, friend, in our, my friend, lives, and amen. In our homes. Amen. Listen, you'll never get nowhere with God until you submit to Him in authority, and you will and will sit commit yourself to others in authority. Amen. That's right. Amen. I know it's quiet, but it'll be all right. It'll do you good. Some people get mad, but it's all right. It's all right. Thank God. It's just the God's truth. God, listen, you say authority can be abused. I understand that. Somebody can abuse authority. A man can use authority to get his way with his wife, and he's a sorry rascal. Amen. But listen, the authority of the husband is to lead the home. It's not, listen, thank God, she did call him Lord, Abraham's wife. Amen. I'm not saying I don't want my wife calling me that. Amen. I ain't gonna have to live like the Lord. Thank God to get called that. Amen. But I'm saying this. Amen. Listen, a woman was created from the man. The rib come from the man, created the man. Amen. The woman, thank God, from the man. And man was created first, for the woman was made for the man. And in the creation order, the woman was made for the man, from the man. Amen. And the man's lead the home. Hey, listen, friend, it's not the abuse of authority, God, for the home to be led by a spiritual man. Amen. Now listen, the best thing, and I say this to women that have a lost husband, the Bible said, thank God, you win him by your conversation, not by your nagging, not by your preaching, not by what you think. You win him by your conversation. That means how you live moves his heart. Amen. How you treat him moves his heart. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Somebody say amen. I'm telling you, that's the God's truth. Ain't no room for nagging in a house anyhow. Amen. And arguing and splitting hairs over everything. Amen. I was watching, God help you, forgive me of this. I was watching Andy Griffin the other day, and these two people was fighting with one another. Amen. Husband and wife. Amen. Andy had some good sense more than some preachers do. And he took them together. Amen. I know it's acting. And he made them speak nice to one another. Amen. And say, good morning, dear. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Morning, honey. Amen. It helped you, thank God, to be nice. Amen. Everybody now wants what their way is. I'm telling you this, a husband and wife, they're going to make it in this life. They're going to have to respect one another. Amen. That's exactly right. Thank God. I'll tell you, brother, listen. You tonight, and I tonight, thank God, get a hold of this. It'll help you. Amen. That's right. Praise God. I'm going to tell you, outside the will of God, the greatest thing in a home's love tonight. Amen. I tell you, praise God, to love one another. Amen. I'm telling you, love them in their faults. Amen. And you love them, thank God, when they do everything right. But love, thank God, abides. Love is forever. Amen. Charity, thank God, is the key. Praise God. Faith, hope, and charity. These three, charity is the greatest. Amen. That means it's the love of God in your heart. Amen. Brethren, listen. I've been married for 40 years this year. Amen. That's right. They said 40 is the number of testing. Amen. That's right. Thank God. But I'm telling you, I'm in the ark. Thank God. When the rain come 40 days and 40 nights. Amen to God. But I'm telling you this. Amen. Listen, friend, I'll tell you one thing. I do things with her. I didn't marry, thank God, for a mama. I got a mama back there. I married her for a wife. Amen. I didn't marry, thank God. Amen. This, thank God. For her to do things for me, I married her, amen, to be with her. Amen. If I wasn't wanting that, thank God. Amen. I never would have married her. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God, I like it. Amen. I'm telling you, friend, thank God. I don't have boys night out. Thank God, I got me and her night out. Amen. Thank God, I'll tell you something, why I love her more than I do them. Amen. That's right. Thank God, I'm telling you, that'd do you good. Amen. For you men, thank God, once in a while. Amen. To set a date night. Amen. And
and take her out somewhere and God and buy her supper, praise God, and look at her across the table and kick you, amen, and keep your stupid phone out of it, amen. It's so sad. I go to these restaurants and all they doing is looking at the phone, amen. Thank God, leave it in the car. Ain't no, what'd you do before you ever had it? We so electronically minded, we ain't got no common sense. I can't even talk to one another, amen to God. Every once in a while you'll look across the table at her and say, baby, you looking nice tonight, amen. I tell you, I love you, amen. There ain't nothing wrong with that. I'm telling you, read the Song of Solomon. Hey, God, there's a whole lot deeper than that, amen. But I'm telling you, y'all scared to death, amen, thank God. I'm telling you, brother, listen, if we're going to have the blessing of God, there's going to have to be an order, and the man's going to have to lead the way, amen. God help him. Am I preaching in a Catholic church tonight? I ain't wanting no Hail Marys, praise God. I want an amen once in a while. Amen. Listen. See, every time you sin, you're challenging the authority of God. That's right. You know what you're saying? I do not believe God's going to do what he said. I do not believe if I do this, God's going to do what he said he'd do if I do it. And that's the thing tonight. You don't believe, it's unbelief. Amen. There's things that I do. Hey, God, I thought, listen, you know what we do? We take the long suffering of God and stretch it out as far as we can and say, well, God will have mercy. God will look after me. And I'm going to tell you, he might, but I'm telling you this. Thank God, when he comes to deal with hearts, he ain't a stopping. Amen. Absalom, thank God, he rebelled on David, and David ran because, amen, David, he didn't want to get into it with him. David was a man of war. He is crazy to try to follow him, pursue him. I'm telling you tonight, friend, the best thing you can do for the authority, amen, is to pray over him and pray for him. Amen, challenging the authority. It's sad, but it's true. Amen, they'll challenge the authority of the man of God. Amen, they'll say, I know how to run that church better than he does. Is that right? Well, wonder why God didn't call you to do it, amen. That's exactly right. It ain't the deacon that runs the church. It ain't, thank God, amen. It ain't an assistant pastor. We ain't having one, amen. I got preachers in the church I can use any time, amen. I don't mind anybody telling me what they think. But if the Holy Ghost tells me, forget it. I'd go with him any day if y'all voted me out. I'd wave back to you and tell you I love you and go home, amen, to God, and say it. It was a good journey. But I'm telling you, I'm not of the Lord over God's heritage. I'm not your boss. I'm not your dictator. I am a preacher of the gospel that God put here to follow the Holy Ghost. And if God gives me something, I'm telling you one thing, I'm going with it. If I know it's from God, as good as I'm standing here tonight, amen. That's right. You can fight and war and everything else with authority, but the thing of it is, you'll never win. You'll never win. I tell you what, I said this and I'll say it again. And I do a little work for my son-in-law up there. Amen. He's my boss up there. Amen. I told him I called him boss man. Amen. Don't bother me. I called John and say, boss man. Amen. What you need me to do today? Don't bother me. Amen. See, they're the ones writing the check. Praise God. Amen. I'm working for them. Amen. That's right, buddy. Amen. Hey, God, that's right. You know what? If I couldn't follow who I was working for, then I'd step out. I'd say, look, I ain't wanting to cause no trouble. I ain't wanting to I ain't gonna fight against you. What the Holy Ghost, amen. Listen, friend, in a church, in a workplace, amen. I just say, look, I can't do it. I love you, but I just can't do it. I can't follow, amen. That's right, amen. Thank God I would, friend. Or I'd ask God to give me some grace and say, Lord, help me do it. Amen, boys. If he said, go cut the grass, amen, cut the grass, amen. Thank God, I told him, if you want me to wash the toilets, I'll do it, amen. Thank God, I can do it, amen. Give me, thank God, a little a brush, amen, and some comment, amen, and I'll get to it, amen. I'm just saying, that's right. It don't mean I like everything. It just means that that's the way God's going to bless me. Amen, that's right, praise God. I'm God's free man, you're God's people. I don't have no authority or ownership over you to the fact that you do what God tells you to do. I don't follow people home. I'm not a policeman. I'm a preacher of the gospel. Amen, I don't care. Listen, friend, what you do is between you and God. And in your house. Amen. That's exactly right. Praise God. Amen. That's right, brother. But I'm telling you this tonight. When a man sins against God, he don't believe God, and he's challenging the authority of God tonight. Amen. That's right. Amen. That's right. You know what? Before we speak, we ought to think. Well, I don't know if I ought to say this or not. If you think about not saying it, you better not say it. Amen. That's right. You better off not saying it when saying it. He said, let your words be few. He said, slow to speak, swift to hear. Amen. I mean, wisdom, thank God. You know, I was going to bring a salt bottle in here. And I'm going to say, I'm going to tell y'all this is salt right here. Amen. I was going to bring some French fries in here. Amen. You say, that'd be wrong to bring French fries in the church. I am the church. I'm not trying to desecrate the building. Amen. But the building ain't holy. Amen. Ain't no more holiness in this pew than it is, thank God. Amen. Listen, friend, that guitar. But I'd like to do that, and I'd like to say, now I want to give you a lesson tonight on wisdom. And wisdom is knowing how to apply knowledge. Amen. Wisdom is knowing how to apply knowledge. And you know what? If I had a bunch of French fries, and I do like salt, I like seasoned salt. Amen. That's what I tell them when I go to the restaurant. If you can bring me that seasoned salt, I'd appreciate it. Amen. But when I get it, I don't take the top off of it and pour everything in it. Amen. Wouldn't that be something if you come to me and said, let's go out and eat, and we got a big fry together, and I got the salt bottle, and I just opened the top up and just poured it all out on it. You look at me and say, that man's crazy. Amen. Why? Because I'm misusing what I know. I'm going too far with it. Listen to me, the friend, and are you listening to me? There's a lot of people that's got knowledge, but they don't have no wisdom. They don't know how to apply nothing. They don't have no understanding of applying anything. And the thing of it is, when we don't have wisdom, amen, we don't have, thank God, the right answer toward God and toward men. Thank God to give them the answer that'll bless them. Amen to God. That's right. Amen. I put enough on there, what I want on there, but I ain't going to overdo it, and I ain't going to underdo it. Amen. And then life in general, friend, listen to me. When you learn to do it in the balance of life, and you learn to do it with the, thank God, amen. He said, let your speech be seasoned with salt. Amen. That the hearer might be edified. But when, listen, when we have, thank God, the authority, amen, that God's give us, amen. Listen, I know God's authority, and we have, thank God, been given by God, amen, the keys tonight. The church has the keys. That means we use the gospel. He didn't say protest. He said preach the gospel. There's too many protesting. Instead of preaching the gospel, the only thing to change a man is the gospel. Amen. It's not, thank God, protesting. It's not doing it our way. It's not holding up signs. It's not calling people names. It's preaching the gospel. Amen. And when we preach the gospel, it'll work, thank God, in the hearts of men. Amen. The problem in this day and time is we don't believe him. See, we don't believe the Bible. Everybody in here say, I believe the Bible. That's what they say. Everybody. If you went out on the street and said, you believe the Bible, say, I believe the Bible. Thank God, my friend. And this is what they're saying. I believe what it's wrote in. I believe what's wrote in it. But if you ask them that they do the Bible, amen, then they'll say, they're going to backtrack. And they're going to say, no, I don't really do the Bible. Amen. What good is the Bible if you don't do it? What good is the scripture if you don't live it? Amen. Jesus said, we don't live by bread alone, but by every word. That proceeded at the mouth of God. What good is this Bible tonight, Keith? Thank God if Joel Hyde don't do it. What good's a bar of soap if I don't use it? Amen. That's right. What good, thank God, is the scripture tonight if we don't believe it and do it? Amen. And this is what he said. He said, a man that don't do the word of God is like a man beholds his face in a glass. And he don't remember what he looked like when he walked away. And it's just like you sitting in a church service, amen, and you got your mind on food. Thank God you got your mind on what you're going to do tomorrow. You got your mind on I'm tired, and I understand that. You got your mind on everything else instead of what I'm trying to say. And you know what? You'll walk out the back door. You'll go home, and you say, how was church tonight? Said it was all right. And you say, what did the preacher preach on? Amen. They'll say, well, wait a minute. What did you remember what he preached on? Amen. But I'll tell you what. Amen. Do you remember the ball score from yesterday? Amen. That's right. Amen. Do you remember, thank God, what you ate for dinner? Amen. We ate pizza. God help us. Amen. But I'm telling you, friend, it's just something about when it comes to spiritual things. Amen. Listen. Thank God, we can't pick it up because we are not doing it. And we're not hearing it to do it. We're only hearing it to hear it. And if we don't do what we hear, and I'm not saying do what I say, I'm saying do what God tells you. But he will tell you something tonight. And brethren, listen, when we see it, we're actually challenging the authority of God himself. Amen. We don't believe God's going to punish us. People that's going to hell, they don't believe God's going to put them in hell. They don't believe that. You don't even believe it. There ain't nobody much in the church house even believes in hell no more. They don't believe there's a punishment and a damnation because people die without God. They don't believe it. They don't believe they're going to hell. And because, you know, friend, God's a loving God. That's all I've been preaching our day. And nobody don't know a thing about the love of God till they meet God. It's crazy. Amen. The message of the gospel don't include Jesus loves you. The gospel message is Christ died for your sin. And you're a sinner and you need his forgiveness and you need to repent and believe on Jesus Christ. Amen. When they repent and believe, they'll see the love of God, what Christ done for them. But brother, I'm telling you this. I've said this and it's just logical thinking. I never knew she loved me till I met her. You don't know God loves you till you meet him. Don't come up that stuff. That don't mean nothing to people. Amen. Thank God. If you went out on the street tonight and went by some fella, amen. Thank God that was my friend. Amen. This out there and you said to him, thank God you went to him. Amen. And said, thank God. My preacher loves you. He'd think I was funny. Amen. Right. They don't think about the reality of it. Amen. You say, Brother Hyde down there, he loves you. He said, I don't know Brother Hyde. I don't believe that. But if he ever met Brother Hyatt, and Brother Hyatt exemplified Jesus' love to him and done something for him, not just tell him, amen, he'd get to thinking, this man does care for me. Amen. Listen, friend, people don't believe you love them until you do something for them. That's just the way it is. Thank God. Love is more than this. It's not word only. It's deed and truth. Amen. That's right. You know what's going to take for the church to have a meeting? I'll tell you what's going to take. It's going to take us believing what I'm preaching tonight and submit to him. Amen. And quit getting up every morning thinking about what am I going to do today instead of what God wants me to do today and obey him. Praise God. When men go to work, amen, these boys going to work cutting that grass. Amen. Weed eating, whatever you do. Thank God. You know what you're doing. You're doing what God wants you to do. Amen. Because that's obedience to God. Amen. And God wants to bless you through that way. Right. I don't want to get off on things tonight, but I just want to tell you this. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Obedience is the way you tell people how Jesus Christ lives in you. These people today, God have mercy. Wear shirts and everything else with the name of God on it. Put signs up and everything else. And I'm going to tell you, listen to me. You can think what you want about me. Praise God. I'm about to go home anyhow, and you are too. But I'm telling you what, God ain't in none of that stuff. What? You can wear a shirt, Jesus loves you and all that, and you can toot your horn when everybody says toot your horn for Jesus. And I saw him up here a while ago at the Shell station packing up a sign said Jesus saves, and I agree to it, but that ain't going to save nobody. If it does, praise God, we need to start carrying signs around. All them people at them football games hold up John 3:16, it don't mean a hill of beans. Amen to God. You might disagree, it don't matter. Amen. If Jesus wanted me to go, thank God I didn't never find his apostles going around holding up signs. Amen. Jesus saved. Jesus loves you. I'm going to tell you what I do find them. I find them, thank God, getting persecuted because they preaching the faith and telling people about Christ. Amen. The vessels, one got the message in it. Amen. The message is in you. Amen, brother. Listen. Thank God the message is in you tonight. Amen. That's right. You say, how much you believe God? I'm going to tell you, how much do I believe my daddy and mama? When I was growing up in that house and mama said and daddy said, be in by 11 o'clock. How much did I believe they was going to wear me out if I didn't come in or do something or punish me because of my disobedience? You know why I believe them? Because I believe what they said. That's right. You know why kids don't believe you? Because you don't deal with it. You don't have no accountability with them. Amen. There's no accountability. You know why? You know why you don't believe you're a boss man? Because you can run. You can run and call a race card or anything else in this day and be bailed out of it. The government's made it now where they want to raise your children. They want to run everything. Amen. And that's exactly right. I tell you, God have mercy on us. We ought to take our 2 feet and stand. Thank God as firm as God will let us. And say, I ain't a listen to them. Ain't God, some of you listen to CBS more than you do God. Amen. It's sad, but it's true. Ain't a one of them worth a flip. Amen. I tell you, none of them's a Christian. None of them come on there and say, I won't tell you about God tonight. I want to have prayer before I give you this news. It's all a bunch of liberal stuff. Every one of them, they're sold out to it. And you sit there and watch it and believe everything they tell you. And it's sad, but it's true. Buddy, I'm telling you right here's the only news. There's a third. Ain't God that's right. Amen. The God that'll get you some help in your soul. And some of you read the newspaper. Ain't God in true romance and all that other filth. Amen. More than you do the Word of God. And I'm telling you, you know what your problem is? You got a hunger problem. Amen. That's right, friend. When you get hungry for the Word of God, thank God there ain't nobody got to make you read it. It'll want to be read because you want to eat. Thank God from Him. Amen. God have mercy. Amen. That's right. Everybody said we ought to give God a tenth. A tenth of what? I'm going to tell y'all straight up. God ain't in tithing. He's in everything. I know that's against the grain. I know people come to this church don't agree with it. It don't matter to me. You won't believe a tenth. Thank God that's better than nothing. But I'm going to tell you what. Jesus didn't give a tenth. That was an old economy. And I know tithing was before the law was ever given. I understand that. But he said, give as God's prospered you. Amen. It'd be pretty easy to put 100 in if he laid 1,000 in your lap today. Amen. But I'm telling you, you want blessed and you want to sow and reap. It's how much you sow. You sow sparingly, you'll reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you'll reap bountifully. Amen. That's right, friend. Thank God. Amen, buddy. I ain't under the law. I'm under grace. And I'm going to tell you, Jesus gave everything he had. And would that be disability make God happy because you got $100 and you slid a 10 in a plate? I say keep it, amen. Thank God the woman that had the two mites, she come down and gave them, friend. Amen. That's all she had. Thank God. That's right. I'm glad for the giving in the church. It's been, thank God, God's a blessing it. And I believe he's blessing it off truth. I don't believe you're sitting there counting out to the dime how much you ought to give. I thank God for that. Amen. I'm telling you, you can listen to me tonight if you ought to. But the more you give from your heart, the more God's going to give back to you. Amen. You say, I don't give to get. Well, why not? You plant to get. You put corn in the ground to get it, or you just throw it in the ground and say, well, I don't care if it comes up or not. It's the same principle in the Bible. You reap what you sow. You don't believe it? Thank God, try it. It'll work. Amen. And you know what? When I tell anybody that's going through financial troubles, give. You in financial troubles, give it. Give. Thank God you can't trust God with your money. What can you trust him with? Amen. Give. You going through financial trouble, give somebody something. Amen. I ain't talking about these people don't want to work. Amen. I work for food and the sign says, I'm now hiring. But I'm going to tell you one thing. This is the God's truth. You give your way out of it. And that ain't only money. It's give yourself most of all. God will never get you money if he don't get you. The old timer said, we don't believe in a tenth. I remember going to my grandpa's church. I loved him. He was a great preacher and a good man. My grandma was too. But I'm going to tell you what, you know why they had to scrape to get tires? See, the offering plate when it went around, quarters and dimes in it. While they went out after church and spent $20 on a meal. Amen. You say you think that's a sin. Well, if God calls it, it is, it is. That's between you and God. It ain't between me and you. If you don't put nothing to plate, that's still between you and God. I ain't looking who put. I don't know what anybody gives. I don't show. Thank God I ain't reading people's record. Amen. I know what I give, and I know, praise God, I can increase the giving. Amen. And the only reason I do it is to glorify God. Amen. And be blessed to God because I want his blessing. Because the Bible said, give and it shall be given unto you whether you believe it or not. Amen. I'm going to get it all out tonight. It'll be all right. You'll come back the next time. You won't have to listen to it. But I'm telling you what, friend, we've sinned against God. He said, you've robbed God. He told Israel that. That wasn't the church. The church is not the treasure house, the storehouse. Storehouse tithing is not biblical truth in the New Testament day. Amen. That's right. That's right, buddy. I know a lot of Baptist preachers don't agree with that, but it don't matter to me. You can't pull it out. You can't do it. Storehouse tithing is not New Testament giving. New Testament giving is give as God's prosper you, give as a cheerful, God loveth a cheerful giver, and give willingly from your heart. Amen. You say, what if nobody gives after this? That's all right. Thank God. If God wants us to shut the doors because you don't want to give, that's up to you. I'm still going to go on. Praise God. I can preach in the street. I can preach in my house. Thank God. I can preach in the field. Amen, buddy. I'm telling you, thank God. I was preaching forever come, amen. And I'll still be preaching by the help of God, amen. I just believe, thank God, it calls people to give more when you do it the way God wants it to be done. Boys, I'm telling you, all know you read that Bible. I mean, read it. Amen. Paul talked about these things. He said, God forbid that I sin and ceasing to pray for you. He said it was a sin to cease to pray. What is the word sin? It's a transgression of law. It's missing the mark. It's unlawfulness. Amen. Thank God. Knowing to do good and do it not is sin. You reckon us preachers and God help, we'd faint today, you know, if Jesus said, now when you go out, don't take two coats. And wherever you go, eat what they put on the table. So all you go, take God. They didn't carry a Bible. They carried the message. And they went out and preached the gospel. And he said, the gospel is your hire. That's what he said. I'm ashamed of some things I believe now that I didn't believe when I started, but I'm ashamed in this day and time of what really we've been taught about the gospel. It ain't for sale. I'm not working a job here. Amen. And when preachers say, well, what can you give me? Right there, buddy, is a mark against them. Because a mark against them is the false prophets. Amen. One preacher told me the other day, he said, I looked at all these money makers, had some of them making millions of dollars. Amen. And Paul even said, thank God he lived and knew how to even go without even eating. Amen. And now we live in a day and dispensation of time. Amen. That we got a bunch of, thank God, sissy preachers. Amen. That's got to have so much to preach. God have mercy on them. They ain't never been called. That's exactly right. Appreciate this church. Appreciate everything you do for me and my wife. I say praise God. Amen. You don't have to. They that preach the gospel shall live. The gospel basically means, thank God, the man that feeds the flock, thank God they give back to him to help him. That's what it means. That don't mean that you give back to me to thank God that I live in a mansion and drive two Cadillacs. Ain't what that means. God have mercy. I think you ought to take care of the man of God, but I don't think you thank God he ought to live in luxury. Amen. Thank God I don't think you ought to drive broken down cars neither, praise God, but I tell you what, amen. Listen, friend, we just took the ministry and we spread it out and made it a business. That's why we got labels today. We got this ministry and that ministry, and would you give to this ministry, and we need this ministry, and we got a hunting ministry, and we got a race car ministry, and we got a fishing ministry, and we got all these ministries, and people's going around, thank God, from church to church. Could you support us going to the county fairs? God have mercy. Hey, man, I tell you, friend, I ain't supporting nobody going to the county fairs. Hey, God, if God call you there, you'll get there and do it. God will take care of the rest. We living in a bad day, but because the ministry's been evil spoken of. Amen. Paul told him, I didn't take nothing, amen, from you. Amen. I could have, but I didn't, friend. Thank God, I'm telling you tonight, the problem of this day is, thank God, they don't want the authority of God. They want what man says. Amen. How can you have the honor of God and have the honor of man? You can't do it. Brother Keith, listen, son, I'm telling you, and I can get this in your head, and I believe you a little bit there, but I really do. Amen, because you're kind of hard-headed. I'm just thinking about you. Amen. But listen, are you listening? Anything you do to please me, you're not doing it for the right reason.
Oh, that's right.
Anything I do for you, and I want to please you. I mean, I do, but it ain't about pleasing you. It's about pleasing God. And I'm going to tell you anything. Listen, friend. Amen. If I'm doing it to please you, I'm doing it for the wrong reason. It's not the right motive. if I can get the approval of God, because I respect and reverence the authority of God in my life as the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lordship of salvation in Christ. Amen to God tonight. That's why Satan got kicked out. Lucifer got kicked out. I'll make my throne. I want to be this. No, God didn't make you that. God have mercy on us. But the Lord add his blessing to the word of God.